Trials, I almost died, you gave me something I can live for. Hey, all them times I made you cry, wish I could clear them up. Guess you was trying to break my heart and make me feel something. And you know I'm stuck inside this trial like I'm a deer, son. And you know I stand up on my teeth and I ain't fearing nothing. You know I get booed today, then you might not be hearing from me. You seem to hate me, but these other niggas, women want me. They hold their breath to get a minute from me. Arguments are routine, I guess you would rather I get a new dream and a shot at the ring. Got a new team, feeling just like KD. I run a game, how I'm gonna let you play me?
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? It's your boy Jay with the Ink. You tuned to another episode of the Peas in the Pod podcast. See, I got, you know, I got the lovely Yaya and the lovely Miss Gabby. Her, you know, we was late because of Gabby, man. You know how that go. As you can see, we are live from Yaya's page today because you hating fuckers. Did something. Whatever you did, you succeeded. Huh? Whatever you did, you succeeded, dog. You know what I'm saying? How's everybody doing today? All right, you're going to have to do it again, fuck nigga. I ain't done with you. How everybody doing today, bro?
I'm good. I had a good day today. Got my hair done.
There she go.
She feels great. She feels lovely.
You know when you look good, you feel good, you know?
Okay. What about you?
Like, overly irritated.
Oh yeah, because of your day. I understand.
I told you, or you weren't here. I told him I drove all the way to Florence this morning thinking my son had an appointment. It's tomorrow. It just automatically ruined the whole day.
That starts the day off wrong. Like, damn.
But,
what about you, Yusuf?
I had an amazing day.
Saying it like that. It had to be amazing.
That boy, so he got some head.
He must have got some songs. He got some songs.
Hey, listen, there's a particular level of peace that comes sometimes.
Okay.
That sometimes is unexpected.
And nah, you ain't been on this mic in the past couple episodes.
Yeah, I'm good.
The nigga was backed up, man.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
Stressed.
Man. He had to get that one what go bother.
Don't start me tonight, Jay. Start me.
We about to get on topic. We about to get on topic.
Don't what start are we talking about
today? Hey. I know how it go, man. You know what I'm saying?
I wanna say something though, Jay.
What's up, bro?
For all the shit that happens, I think, on social media or whatever, and people, whatever they say about you, whatever, you are a good dude.
Hey, man, I tried to
you
be,
are,
bro.
You are a seriously good dude. I, like, you call and check on me all the time.
Yeah, like, I just don't like...
Extremely supportive. You are a really, really good dude. And
I don't like when you should be having light soon.
And you are 100% appreciated, my nigga. Like,
appreciate it, 100% bro. You know it's all love with me. But he be having, like, some, like... Bro, people like Yoshi, bro, that don't bother nobody, like, they energy stay the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, you can kind of tell when they be off balance. You feel me? And me and bro, ever since I started the podcast, we done talk so much. I be like, nigga, what wrong with you? I might hang up the phone and be like, nah, that shit wasn't right.
You can tell, yeah.
Nah, that shit wasn't right, bro. Let me call my dog back. A word, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I just know, like, bro, I done been some of the worst people.
Mm-hmm.
That shit ain't got me no way. You know what I'm saying? So tighten up my life and my energy, bro. I got everything I want it.
Yeah, it's difficult finding good people, man.
Right, because people weird, man. Yeah. Just like y'all weird people, we're going to talk about these goddamn badass kids out here. You know what I'm saying? You see how they jumped that lady and her kids, bro?
I didn't see that.
Oh.
You didn't see that?
Some elementary kids
jumped this lady and her two kids that was walking home.
Bad.
Auntie
dragged.
Like, tore them kids up.
But
the
see,
mama,
that what I be talking about. Like, what's happening? Hey, Carmen and them motherfucker. Josh, I appreciate you. Who is that? Who else is that? Pretty Face?
Pretty Face.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all for joining. But gang, like, but them kids bad
as fuck.
And they ain't really, I don't know, like, whether, like, even start analyzing the situation, because it's like, damn, what type of lack of love is they not getting for them even to feel like they can step to an adult like that?
I always blame the parents.
No,
I
for real.
Care.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
then this happened in Chicago, so it's just like,
come on with it.
I'm not even shocked. So
Trump
much stuff happened in Chicago.
Y'all acting like that shit just so far fetched. You know how to fuck them people out there? Like, what?
Trick baby for real. Like,
no, bro. Like, that seriously. Shit. But for that shit to be like, I don't get it, bro. Like, that shit was just like very uncalled for. Like,
yeah.
And for one, that's why I have my son. My son be ready to get on y'all ass. I love when the teacher be like, oh, yeah, he was in there jacking one of them little boys. Okay, well, he ain't going to be one of these little niggas getting punched on. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn you get beat up. You better close your eyes and swing. You know what I'm saying? Like, word, boy, fuck that. I don't care, bro. Like, but, like, bro, like, they felt helpless in that situation towards fucking kids. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't
that
know ever. What caused them to, like, what was the reason?
It was, they were supposed to be fighting a little boy. They was following the little boy home, but she was protecting her son. And I guess they was like, oh, you want to protect your son? And one of the little girls,
no respect,
just jabbed her.
With her nasty ass ponytail. You know, you could tell a bad little bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because that what that was. I'm sorry, but what the fuck ever. Check me about it. But when they had them little nasty-ass, stiff-ass ponytails, and then they got the nerve to put the little headband shit around it, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You're bad.
Then you see one of the little girls, she having a motherfucking, like, grandma fur. Like, where, who closet did you get that out of? Like, that shit.
Stealing. Stealing. Probably itching all day.
But then you know what they said about the lady, though? They said that they ended up getting her moved and gave her some money. House. Her son went to a new school.
They paid for their tuition.
Damn, you see people in the comments talking about shit. Tell them kids come beat my ass. I said, see, now that y'all
would,
just dumb.
That would be wrong with black people. Now they don't take nothing serious.
Serious. I'm like, she really went through it. That, her son is going to be traumatized for the rest of his life. He's going to remember that. So like,
better take some lessons.
My mama and me and my sister got beat up.
Half of y'all don't give a fuck what your son's doing anyway because you so worried about being a bad bitch. No matter if he getting beat up or not.
Look, I'm talking about a bad little bitch. For real.
Bro, that was a little bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, dusty too.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Then you got the nerve to be dusty and bad. That would make you even worse. You need to be having straight A's. Showing these people you ain't what you look like.
And the fact that it's elementary, that's the craziest part. Like, these are elementary kids. These are not middle school, high school, like, these are elementary kids.
But that what going
that
on?
That means now. Fifth grade, like, cut off is fifth grade, right? Or that's the sixth grade.
That's the type of parenting and shit that's going on right now, though. Like, motherfuckers don't give a fuck.
That shit crazy.
No, if kids insane. Are bad, I'll be
kids
reading.
Kids are bad as fuck.
I'll be reading my son's group chat messages.
Well, oh, yeah, please read y'all kids' messages. Get in them phones, get in them tablets, get in them iPads.
Oh, I go through my son's phone.
Please go through y'all kids' shit because
I go through my
son's
phone.
Lord, them kids be having some shit in them damn
But
ass.
I ain't going through that girl phone, twin. I go through my son's phone, see what the hell he got going on to talk about.
But you ain't going through a girl phone?
We're talking about like at a young age. Like, my son, 9, 10 years, a cousin. Just a cousin. I said,
he probably get it from you.
No, not my son. Hell no.
You said cussing?
Yes. The little kids in the group chat cussing.
See, my brother, you let my baby cuss.
You got to be scared, though, because them little kids, they kind of nasty, boy. Them little kids bad and nasty, boy.
I don't play that with my kids.
What?
Them being bad.
Being bad?
Yeah,
you cut ass?
Do I?
Okay.
I don't got to, though. All I got to do is look at my kids and they...
See, that's what it's supposed to be going on.
Yeah.
You look at your kids and they what?
And they know to get it together. If they're being bad, I just give them the look. I don't even... my daughter, though, that's a different story.
Them girls different, though.
I got to cut ass with her.
So how y'all feel about the
whole... I don't
know
if you should say that on air.
Oh, my bad.
What you said?
Don't repeat it. So how y'all feel about the whole Brene situation? That lady really getting sued and actually losing...
Who?
From stealing that lady husband.
She got what she got, what she deserved.
So that was that the big titty lady that
yes.
was that
yes.
She stole somebody's husband. And what
yeah,
about
pretty
the,
much she got sued.
You got sued
the
for
wife.
Stealing somebody's husband?
Yeah, it's alienation.
How?
They say in certain states, if you know you and your person, they end up like, you know, getting divorced. And if it was somebody else's fault, like somebody who intervened within y'all marriage, you can sue them.
Yep.
And she sued her for $1.75 million and won.
She was like TikTok famous, ain't it?
Yeah, she TikTok famous.
Damn, that
and she took her money. Good.
She's talking about she probably never see a dime.
I can't.
She
wait.
Gonna see that money.
Okay. Motherfucker, but not ever cheat on me. I'ma offset your ass. I'm hitting you like offset.
That's what I'm saying. If
pay my taxes, baby.
Yeah.
I need like, half.
And I'm suing the nigga that you was fucking with because, yeah.
Damn. Like what?
What? Ugh. Yeah, I'm suing you.
Why? Why? Why?
What? And
why?
Because you killed our marriage. Like.
No,
that's how I'm. No, that's how I'm gonna play when I get to court. Yeah, he killed my marriage.
He killed your marriage.
Both of y'all did.
No, he killed the marriage.
And they was friends too. Like they was friends. They was on double dates.
That man made a conscious decision.
Y'all was in each other's house. Like that's weird.
Oh yeah, that's real weird.
What karma's that?
Offset in these streets looking crazy.
Offset looked like he having fun to me. No shade.
What's it? So
he looked like he having fun. He looked like he having a ball, but I don't know how niggas have fun and, you know, get
so
on
So Offset in the streets looking crazy and not Cardi B? That's pregnant by a nigga who got like three other babies on the way?
And I thought he was gay.
All this coming out about this nigga.
Yeah.
And you got the nerve to say Offset in these streets looking crazy?
I'm like, people just...
I think bisexual dick come with HIV.
Whoa.
Does it not?
Whoa. I mean,
she could have just worked with her husband. Man, you know what that shit be coming from. Stop playing to me. I can't just say that. Why you think ATL shit go so ham?
ATL shit.
Because the boy, I'm scared to get bit by a mosquito. That motherfucking boy. Fuck that, boy. Them boys, they goddamn. They striking shit, damn.
And it's like she know that though. Like she know he fucking, he got all these bitches pregnant. He got multiple bitches, but she cool. Like she chilling. Like she cool with it.
That's what rich people do.
That's stepping into some shit and just standing on it. Like fucking, I'm already here now.
Right, I'm already pregnant.
Ain't no need to, you know what I'm saying? Like. But shit, you should.
Offset is being petty, though. Talk about my baby. He childish for that. Like, Offset, go sit down.
Like, Offset, too. Like, bitch, you my wife. Down. You my wife.
They still married.
They something.
Carla said she done had the baby, but Offset saying that's his baby, sending threats and keep.
Oh, she already had the baby? Damn.
Let it go. Bite that shit like Cardi did.
You said let that shit go like Cardi did.
Yeah.
Man, girl, go to hell. Cardi didn't let that shit go. That's why that nigga kept cheating and coming back.
But who's to say that Cardi wasn't cheating, too?
And he then came out and said that Stephon Diggs was fucking her while she was pregnant the last time. And now all of a sudden, she pregnant by Stephon Diggs. Y'all got to stop acting like, because y'all got a pee hole, and you know, it got like a split in the middle that everybody just united together and think alike. That is not how life works. Everybody is not just wholesome people getting cheated on. Everybody is not just like, oh, she's a woman. She don't deserve that.
Like, she don't be doing
some of
shit.
Y'all be some bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Some of y'all be some hoes, too.
Don't look at me when you say that.
God damn, like.
Word. And Cardi being, I'm saying, no.
What she say, prime example of what?
Prime example of niggas not being able to dish it out, but take what they say. But take.
Why you just don't leave? That's how I'm going
to
learn my lesson.
But who's to say that Cardi wasn't cheating, too? Like, they probably was having a fucking battle at that.
No, I'm saying, like, why you want to dish out with a nigga dishing out? I don't think y'all understand that. When a nigga get his ass up and cheat, or if he just cheat, bro, that nigga ain't got up and say, I want to hurt my bitch today. Fuck that. I'm going to break my bitch heart today. I'm going to goddamn.
I'm going to get some new pussy today.
Wake up, Eureka. I'm going to break my bitch heart today. And I'm going to leave that shit all in my phone so she bitch can see this shit, and I'm going to let her be hurt. No, but you get your ass up and say, oh, I'm going to get my lip back. You trying to hurt that nigga. Well, listen, that's science behind this shit. Boy, y'all women different, boy. Y'all forgot y'all the reason we in this shit anyway. The only thing you had to do is leave that snake alone, not bite that motherfucking apple. But you bit that apple and handed it to who? Yeah, okay. We're going to talk about goddamn manipulation from the get, from the beginning of time.
Manipulation is a big thing, though.
Y'all been manipulating niggas. Well, That's why I got the dating pool. A bitch would be around this bitch.
Why is a female manipulating a man?
Because a bitch would be around this bitch.
No, men be,
I can only speak from my experience. Sometimes y'all just be easy to manipulate. Honestly and truthfully. Ooh. Because y'all would be on some shit
you
like.
Please at me.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying though. Because y'all would be on some shit like, oh, at least I got a piece of that nigga. You keep trying to act like your grandma. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a piece of a man is better than no man. You know, no, no man.
You know your man, the Rolling Stone around this bitch. You know what's going on. You know you can't sleep at night. Every time that phone buzz, you get the itch.
You get the itch. Like,
I got to figure out. I got to figure out how to go through this motherfucker. I know it ain't no plays hitting him up this time of night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
really losing sleep and shit. Like, oh gosh, relax. It's okay. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
I ain't gonna lie.
What?
I be knocked out. I don't go through phones.
Okay, in the middle of the night, that's the best thing to do. If you hear it ring, don't even act like you ain't hear the motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck. What's going on?
I ain't going through nobody's phone. Cause when you go through somebody's phone, you literally gonna run into exactly what you're looking for, and I'm good.
Every time.
I hate to have to. Why I oughta.
No, for real.
Like, what? You got me fucked. Who you playing with? Bitch, I'm in here paying bills and shit. You gonna go cheat?
That phone and that shit.
You gonna go cheat? I'm in here paying all these bills and shit. You can leave me. You ain't got to cheat on me.
That's the type of nigga. That's the okay for the domestic right there. You kissing them is... Uppercut, though.
All right.
Uppercut is crazy. That means you try to damage shit. You try to uppercut.
That shit going down in that bitch.
So much furniture. Get moved around in that.
I used to chase quarterbacks too, motherfucker. You ain't getting away too far. That motherfucker gonna kick right in. I swear to God. He ain't gonna get too far, motherfucker. Don't ever forget that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So y'all don't, you ain't gonna get domestic.
I went through a phone once.
I can't even respond to
and
that.
And I learned my lesson. I didn't get domestic, though. I did.
You didn't get domestic?
No, we...
Last time I went through a phone, I wanted to choke that bitch in her sleep. Like, and I ain't even went through the phone. I went through that watch. The watch is sitting beside me, and it just is itching. I was in that bitch. I found what I wanted.
And that shit tore you up.
I went around there to look at that bitch. I said, bitch, y'all choke shit.
So you ain't saying that to her?
She lucky she had my... I said, I'll give it away.
Oh, yeah, don't say that.
You know what I'm saying?
I went back to sleep.
Lucky my baby was asleep.
No, for real. Because if I go through a phone and I see some shit I can't fake it and act like I didn't see the shit. Like, I can't... I'm going to say something.
Y'all don't be saying shit. Them motherfuckers sit around with that attitude, bro. You know how they give the attitude? They act like they don't hear you and they just ain't talking.
No, I'm going to say something.
What wrong with you? Nah. I can't stand that shit, boy. Real tough.
I ain't doing that. Because I'm about to tell you. You say, what's wrong? Oh, you know what? I just think it's funny. I just think it's funny.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and grab my key.
What you got going on?
I'll go ahead and grab the key.
As soon as the girl said, I just think it's funny.
How you just, it's about to go down. It's about to be a whole motherfucking speech talk to your ass.
It ain't really nothing you could do about this one.
About what?
Just anything. Let that shit ride out.
Let that shit ride out, for real.
Like I said, motherfucker cheat on me, what I'm supposed to do?
You just said it's going to get domestic.
No, I said that's why I don't go through a phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for real.
No. If a nigga come to me and be like, bro, I ain't going to lie. I love Shawty, this, that, and the third. She be playing my feelings. And this what we been having going on, screenshot, this, that, and the third. And I ain't about to get violent with that nigga.
Right.
Hey, brother.
Ain't no need.
The address is so-and-so and woot-de-woot. Her shit will be outside. Y'all could talk about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting that shit up out of here. Beep, beep. Kicking all that shit.
You not going to put it out there neatly?
No. Nah.
Just toss it around.
Everything
okay.
Got to go.
You got a balcony?
Nah.
Oh, I see.
I'm on the back side of the building, okay, so it ain't going to make no sense. No, I'm putting that bitch in the parking lot. You ain't got to come down my breezeway no more.
I would hate for that to happen.
Who?
I would hate for that to happen.
I would hate for it to happen too. I'd probably be sick the whole time doing that shit, but fuck it.
Going up crying.
Fuck it. smoking weed like it legal outside. Finna light your shit up. You got an hour to get over here. I'm going to the gas station. I'm going to the gas station. I'm gonna sit here with this blunt. When this get teeny. It got me fucked up. Gabby on the phone. You fired. Gabby fired. Just that fast. She probably arguing with that nigga.
Oh my God.
Arguing with a nigga?
It's no nigga.
It's no, okay.
It's no, I don't know why you keep lying on me saying I have those kind of problems. I don't.
You don't have nigga issues.
She got vato issues.
Please don't.
You're not Mexican, right? Are you Mexican?
No. Vato ain't Mexican.
What is vato?
It's the other side of the Hispanics.
What the fuck is that?
So like you can't call her side of the Hispanics like Migos. It's disrespectful. Like
it really don't matter.
Okay.
Man, they ain't gonna like that shit. The men ain't gonna like that shit. I'm not your Migo. I'm your vato. Oh, wait,
now what was that question you got asked? What was the question that you got asked in your inbox? You nigga.
Oh.
Was that me?
They on some freaky shit, man.
It always be some freaky shit. I'm surprised ain't no freaky niggas in the comments tonight.
If you and your person been locked in and has been, you're supposed to be open-minded to trying a little everything with your person, right? And that's where I draw the line.
A little everything like what, though? Because I just feel like niggas, motherfuckers once they start liking,
motherfuckers be wanting to do shit to you, bro.
And especially in your butt. Like, why niggas be wanting to, you know what I'm saying?
Right, they want to lick your ass.
No, niggas want to get their ass.
They want to suck your. They want to suck your balls like oxtails.
I'm not eating no nigga ass. I'm sorry.
That don't even feel good.
I don't even understand that.
Yoshi, I'm dead ass here. Motherfucker, get the nibbling of your shit like oxtails, boy.
What, your balls?
Yeah, boy.
What you mean nibbling? Why they using their teeth?
What the fuck is, why are you using your mouth, period?
Under your balls.
What are my balls doing? That bitch tickle. Get from down there. Fuck though, girl. You ain't got to lick no balls over here. You focus on the shaft. You know what I'm saying?
But you say you like a little wax on situation, though.
You can rub the balls.
You can rub the balls, but don't suck on the balls.
I don't like all that spit and shit running down my butt, bro. Y'all niggas too freaked out for me, cuz. Oh, good. You know what I'm saying?
No, for real. To the ladies, they eat man. But why do y'all do that?
I like some sloppy head. I like some, you know, some good.
I'm gonna look.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
throwing that bitch to the back of the throat.
When niggas get head and that shit go down to their butt, that makes them want their ass ate. Like, I just want to know how they get to that point where they say, eat
niggas
my
get,
ass.
When niggas get head that goes down to their butt,
I'm saying the spit that goes down to their ass. You say you don't like spinning your ass.
I'm gonna be thinking about that shit the whole motherfucking time. You get to switch position, your ass got down. Fuck, no, I got
to say all that.
Fuck, man.
You be like, oh yeah, all right, eat my ass now. Spit, like, why do niggas do that?
Keep the spit up here.
They can't keep the spit up there, though. What if they can't keep it up there? What if it's just real sloppy? Like, you just gonna tell them to get up?
Have
you ever been
sloppy? It's cool. I just don't want that shit running down my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's gonna run down your ass if it's sloppy. What you doing? I'm assuming.
You got that much spit in your mouth, you running spit down the nigga ass?
No, I ain't no.
Okay, then. Fuck. Whatever it is that you ate, we ain't eating that no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck no, nigga. Gabby, you done ate ass before?
No. Has a man ever asked you to eat his ass before?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I don't deal with those type of men.
You don't know yet.
No, I don't.
So,
I just think that's another level of freaky. Like, what did it say? Gabby what? Gabby must be don't.
Gabby must be don't.
Lick the little butt. Oh, she might want.
If a female loves anal and she asks her person to do it, would you think that's gay of him?
Ooh. Wait, what?
You're probably going to cheat on me.
I guess if the female asks the man to put... For anal, like, does that...
Why do females ask for that? Ooh, like,
put it in my butt? You was a wild bitch.
How do you say that? No, like, I want to put it in my butt?
Yeah, like...
You was a wild bitch. You want to put it where you stank at?
It just seemed like very painful. I just feel like it got to be.
After that motherfucker get hit, that motherfucker probably ain't pay. Motherfuckers who wore around them butt plugs and shit, bitch, you scared me.
No.
But no, I don't even want to get it misconstrued. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I'm not the type of nigga who you could come up, push up on that mess shit on, and you shake a little rump, and I see that shit glowing at the back. Bitch, what you got going on?
Wait, so it's like in there?
It's in there.
Like,
it's,
they walk around with that shit, and they
and it lights up and everything. Some people got the little tails. Like, it's a real butt plug.
Like, I've heard, like, the kind you put, like, in your cootie cat.
No, it's in their butt.
It's the one, like, they be trying to...
Me and my girl about to get
especially
some of
like
the panties.
Dancers. A lot of dancers, they have...
I'm about to get some new panties.
And light up and everything.
I get the dancers, like, you know, to make people look, but, like...
That shit just looks so wide open to me.
It's just...
Like, that shit just fall out that motherfucker.
Ooh, it just seems dunga, painful. Dunga, dunga, dunga. It just seems very painful.
I'm saying, ain't no resistance in that bitch, bro. That bitch just...
Carmen said, yes, very much gay. Brandon said, that shit ain't even comfortable. Listen, that just ain't even made
it. Hey, brothers, listen. If you got wide open vagina.
I guess that's when you would go to the butt.
If the coochie bleeding?
No, I'm saying if the coochie is like wide. You just said wide, ain't it?
I'm just saying like it's just wide open for you to fuck.
Oh, I'm just saying like wide. Like,
like it ain't out of commission.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, like it's bleeding or...
Yeah, okay.
She just had a baby or something. Even then.
Even then, I feel like that's...
Okay. I feel like you could just... Me personally...
Just wait.
You can just wait.
I can wait. Don't ever offer me no bloody pussy.
And don't ever
I
offer
never
me.
Want that.
That is so freaked out
don't ever
me.
Offer no butt either.
Man, bitch, I'm going to throw up. Why I fuck around and try... I tried that shit on some horny shit when I was young, like in high school, like fresh out of high school. All I smelled was pennies in that bitch. How about... I threw up. I ain't even finishing that motherfucker, bro. Mm-mm. That motherfucker getting the sticky. What hell, nobody. I'm cool, cuz.
Hey, that nigga said smell like pennies.
Smell like pennies in that bitch. You ever wet a bag of pennies? Those bitches just smell like fucking. I don't know, bro. Like meddling that bitch or something. I couldn't enjoy that shit, cuz.
Carmen say, they say the butt is where you get your best climax. Yeah, I'll never find out.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
The butt is where you get your
they say that's where you get your best climax. Say it gets wet like a coochie, but I don't believe that.
Hey, Trap
I definitely
Baby
don't
said,
believe that.
Trap Baby said, I ain't eating no more ass. Sad. That make the hoes crazy.
No. You make them hoes crazy, cuz. You want to come up in this motherfucker, you know, acting how you... Then you popping the perk. So you mean to tell me you out here popping perks? Eating ass and fucking the dog shit out them bitches, and you don't think that bitch gonna act crazy? Okay, you got it. That's your recipe.
And he probably trick a little bit too.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, just don't make a lot of baby mamas, boy.
Please don't.
Hey, that's the only advice I give. Other than that, slang dick, have fun. I remember when I was your age. Hey, but listen, when you get my age, I'm 33, you gonna start saving that motherfucker a little bit.
Saving what?
That dick.
Oh.
I mean, I can't help it with your, you know what I'm saying? What y'all folks be having going on, but why?
That dick. That's good. That's good.
A bitch can't even be like, my girl, I know you lying if you tell her like, oh yeah, we fuck all night. Who?
Who fucking all night?
Ooh.
So, I mean, how long do you think good sex is? Like, what do you think, like?
Whatever that shit, however long it takes my ears to start ringing and I'll blow that cannon.
What the fuck? Why your ears start ringing?
I don't know.
How many minutes do you think is for good sex? Like,
I don't know, Yoshi. That bitch.
You feel like that can't be time?
What is nigga
I mean,
say
I feel like ain't no 3 minutes. 3 minutes is definitely not enough. Like, what you think time frame with? Like,
he talking about I'm selling it.
You should sell it. If you figure out the bitches doing that, definitely sell it.
You better sell that motherfucker. And listen, I wouldn't fuck another broke bitch around this motherfucker, boy. Ooh. That was me. I was in my prime era. How old you is? He ain't no older than 25.
Can't be.
Well, I was dropping dick. You hear me?
Somebody depends on the mood. I mean, that's true.
What?
Because I said what you think is a good time frame. I just feel like 3 minutes, that's not sufficient.
Nah, 3 minutes ain't sufficient. I'm going to get right back in that pussy after 3 minutes. Nah, it depends. If we stay together and you hopped on me for 3 minutes, bitch, you better wait till the next time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what you get.
3 minutes, you don't got to worry about talking to me again.
What the fuck?
After 3 minutes?
You just got some good
but
pussy.
But, you know, sometimes niggas do be, like, really, like,
I was excited.
And they was excited. And
I don't
care. The first time I give you a pass. If the second time, if you nut fast, okay. It's like, all right, maybe you nut
okay.
fast.
Okay,
like,
listen.
That you ain't my cup
niggas,
of tea.
And niggas, you not and niggas tea. She say if you nut in 3 minutes, you ain't got to talk to her. If she can't fuck for real, you don't got to talk to her. Because these motherfuckers, it ain't going to be a motherfucker getting on this internet and tell you, okay, I can fuck a little good. You got to show me some things.
A little good.
I ain't really experienced, you know. I can fuck a little bit, you know. I could do a little something. I ain't doing a lot. They don't tell you that. They tell you that when it come to cooking. But when it come to fucking, everybody is extraordinary around this motherfucker. Y'all got the wettest, tightest, fattest.
Everybody
pussy,
doing all the tricks and shit.
Bitch.
Oh, no. They be like, oh, I know you freaked out. You got 4 kids.
Bitch. That don't mean don't shit. That mean that shit. They just can't last in and they, hey.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she got 4 kids and you think you ain't got no 3-minute pussy? How the fuck that even made sense? That told me everything I need to know. How they 4 of the motherfuckers come out of there and then more can't come out? And you don't think you got 3-minute coochie?
Yeah. So, Gabby, are you a pillow princess or do you actually like?
No.
Yes,
oh, I like how you. Who is that fast? No. Okay, period.
I really don't. I'm shy.
Are you really shy?
Until,
you don't give shy.
You know how that lady got go. On the back of on Don't Be a Menace saying that? Are you sure?
Start going crazy.
I feel like I'm not like shy at all. Like, what's I've had to drink?
Oh, yeah. You good.
Oh, no, she turned.
So you need a few drinks. Okay.
No, hey. But I'm like, I don't need it, but my best experience. Your but best experience.
Your best experience is going to be when I got that lick at me.
Just like 2 or 3 shots.
Not too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
To answer that question, if that nigga want to go on your butt, yeah, he gay.
Yes, I don't, yeah.
How can you get wet and or hard with your person if they can't stimulate your mind?
Who said that?
How is that your person if they not stimulating your mind?
I guess maybe the person you're dealing with?
Nah, that don't even make sense.
I mean, whoever I plan on having sex with, I feel like I should already kind of mentally be there with you anyway. If I can't get wet just off of before I fuck you, then I don't want
to
fuck you.
Just physically attracted to, though.
How do you tell a person that they don't make you come? Ooh.
Oh, I just feel like you definitely should just tell them. If somebody can't make you come, that's not something you should just hold to yourself, because now you're going to be making yourself mad. He going to be out here happy and shit, thinking he doing some shit. And he ain't even scratching the surface. Like, no, if a nigga can't, no.
If that nigga ain't making you come,
you need to get a new nigga.
Oh, fuck that. If that nigga ain't making you come, you think he enjoying that shit too?
He probably is. If he come in and he falling asleep or laying on a bitch like, oh, God, that was so good. Niggas be doing that.
Niggas be faking too, just like y'all.
How do niggas fake it?
Oh, yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
I mean, but how do y'all take that? I see the nut come out of you,
them motherfuckers put that big salty pussy on the motherfucker and swell up and down. They just changing the nigga life in this motherfucker.
Did you say salty?
All right, put that salty pussy on the nigga, and then you sit here acting like you about to change my life for that motherfucker.
I mean, that's how y'all feel when y'all put dick on a bitch. Y'all feel like y'all gonna change a bitch's life when y'all put some dick on her.
If you ain't making that bitch nut, bro, that bitch probably got a pussy from here to Yucatan. And you just...
Niggas to get in the comments, dude. Can y'all really fake that? How are y'all faking that?
Somebody already said that shit.
I mean, but how?
Well, first off, we got a back and forth going between Carmen and Trap Boy, so that's
Don't y'all start that shit in my comments tonight because that's what got my live blocked the last time. Word.
Nah,
y'all need to go ahead and bump.
It's on some good shit.
Y'all need to go ahead and fuck.
Yeah, that's they going back and forth on that type shit.
Yeah, that's what y'all need to do.
Yeah.
All right, Woosh, you owe me $100. That's how you get some puss out my comments now. Hey, I like 3 5s, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Come on, how that goes on. If it, cuz, that shit was worth it. Drop a little 3 5 on me.
Quan said if the cat trash, a nigga will fake a nut.
I'm talking about, hold on. Matter of fact,
quick.
Hold your hand like this. Hold the hand up.
Why?
Let me show you. I'm about to show you. Hold it like this. Like an O. Like an O. Y'all be in there with that big ass.
Why you making it bigger?
Because you be in there with that big ass. Not you, but y'all be in there with that big ass. Because this is what that motherfucker be feeling like. We just feel around the rim of that bitch. Fuck you talking about.
But why won't y'all just tell a girl just, like, right, this shit trash.
Why you don't tell people? Why you don't tell people? How do a nigga know? Then y'all be goddamn going to fuck this nigga with that big ass motherfucker. You ain't set your ass in no vinegar or nothing. You was coming to bring your ass over here, and all of a sudden the nigga can't make you nut. You know why? Either that or you done been putting that rose, slapping that rose on that motherfucker every night. Cause y'all get a rose. Y'all get a rose and act like you don't need a nigga no more either. Or I don't need no nigga.
I mean, after you get that nut, everything is just so much clearer.
Nah, it'd be for us too.
Yeah, for real. I feel like more people need to masturbate because once you get that nut, all that other shit you be thinking about, that shit go out the window. You ready to go to bed after that.
I real motherfucker get up off me tomorrow. You want me to go home? Yeah. Since yes. You asked, fuck it. I don't even fuck with you like that anyway, but see, what are we gonna definitely do? What you gonna not give me some pussy no more? I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm the type of nigga, I don't need one time with that pussy, bro. You ain't got to keep fucking on me. I hit your ass one time. Hit the road, dude. Fuck wrong with y'all. Trying to build no relationship out your motherfucking dad. We got to keep fucking. Then for one, put this rub on with your ass too. You know how that shit go. You fuck a motherfucker more than 4 or 5 times, boy. You
what?
You bound to slap that motherfucker off. Fuck it. And all you go here. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, me and Shotty lock in. Now you might as well say, like, hey, you got there. All right.
Yeah, I just feel like when you fucking somebody raw, like, yeah, your bro, business is my business, bitch.
No.
Stop
see?
Playing with me.
See, that's why I went ahead and just locked it up. Y'all got to. It'd be too much going on. You know, like, so? Bro. We live in a world, in a society to where it's like a motherfucker will feel like they so, like, let's just say if I came at somebody, right, they'll be like, oh, no, you got a girlfriend.
They always going to bring that up.
Your girlfriend. Low-key, you be jealous because you know I ain't about to treat you like I treat my girl anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, you got a girlfriend. Boy, I ain't with your girlfriend. But you'll go fuck a nigga who's single with 9 girlfriends. So what the fuck do it matter?
Like, what's the difference?
What the fuck be the difference for real? Like, what kind of standards is this with the pussy? Then you act like a nigga can't put that 2 and 2 together. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I can't get no pussy, but you get this nigga some pussy? Bitch.
You get this lame, man. That's how
I just chopped that shit up. I just chopped that shit. It only so much you could do. Y'all be giving that pussy to some lame, man, nigga, too. Don't say we give that dick to some lame, because we don't give a fuck. That bitch to come bounce up and down. Bounce up and down, twirl them hips.
But that don't matter, though.
Wiggle a little bit.
Why does it not matter for niggas, but it matters for females?
Double standard.
That shit crazy. So if a nigga fuck a lame bitch, it don't matter.
Motherfucker, we sitting here talking about double standards, but
I'm asking a question. So if a nigga fuck a lame bitch, it don't matter?
If a nigga stand in your shit, you paying bills?
Hell no. If a nigga staying in my shit, hell no.
So if you move in that nigga shit, why you ain't paying no bills?
Oh.
Double standard. You feel what the fuck I'm saying?
Stop always going
back to me. Cause y'all be wanting to do everything the nigga do except provide and fucking protect.
Cause I'm not a man.
Exactly. So keep that energy with every motherfucking thing. Not no double standard. I ain't no man. Motherfucker, y'all know y'all ain't man when it comes to bills. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy, boy. Y'all niggas, y'all boy, listen, boy. We is doomed, bro.
Shut up.
We doomed around this bitch. These motherfuckers looking up to Cardi B. They idolizing this bitch. Oh, she having fun. You know what they thinking? Like,
not me.
I could go have some kids right now leave this nigga and bounce back like Cardi B. Nigga still gonna want me. All they could take is for a bitch to save up $10,000 to get that fat put to that rump. Oh, she a whole new bitch. That's a whole new one right there. You ain't never seen her before. And she ain't had no ass anyway. And she got the badonkadonk now. Yeah, it's over with, twin.
That shit be crazy.
She gone.
Especially really she was a bitch after they get a fat
especially
ass.
She was the bitch that wasn't getting clapped. Like, niggas was...
was really bypassing you because you had a flat ass? Yeah.
Now you getting...
now you got an ass. Now you just feeling like... but those be the ones hating on bitches the most, though. That shit be weird.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
Wow. I was having fun with that one. But anyways, hey, life be life around here.
Life be life,
man. You know,
oh, God, life. My baby keep calling me.
We got to do something about that nigga, man. Let me talk to him.
What you gonna say?
We gonna call you back, twin. Mari.
Mari.
Mari. Mari, we gonna call you back, Mari. We working.
He said, Mari. Mari, I'm gonna call you back. No.
What he say?
That boy said, Mom.
Don't do that. Leave that baby alone. That's my only child.
I can tell. Y'all lay together holding each other at night, ain't it?
No, he sleep in his bed.
Oh, I'm about my to say, you got that nigga spoiled,
he
man.
He got his own bed. He got a queen-size bed. Like, why wouldn't he sleep in it?
That nigga five with a queen-size? You gonna let that nigga get some pussy when he get a little bit. When he get about 14, 15, you ain't gonna let him get no pussy?
No, what you mean?
What kind of mom are you?
I mean, I'm not gonna, like, look, I don't know what's gonna happen when he get 14. I ain't about to encourage him, like, oh, go get some pussy. That's what you gonna say to your son? Hey, go get some pussy at 13, 14?
I'm not gonna say that, but I'm gonna make sure you ain't get no ass.
I mean, I'm gonna make sure my son ain't get no boy butt either. I'm hoping that's not this rate,
that's what we got to do.
It's a lot of, yeah, yeah.
Because they're gonna experiment either way.
Is definitely, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. My son want to kiss me in my mouth. What hell, nah, boy, back your ass up. We ain't doing that one.
I'll let my son kiss me in my mouth.
I'll hit you on the cheek and the forehead, nigga.
I mean, but what? This is just a serious question. What would you do if your son was, you know what I'm saying? If he went the other route? That's just a real question. You as a dad, as a black man, what would you do if your son went the other way?
That nigga getting put on Marketplace, for real. I'm selling all my rights to that nigga.
What you mean?
Over with. That ain't mine. You give a fuck what you say.
Oh my God, for real.
It's like, nah. I feel like that's what they want me to say, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you say, like, yeah.
They want me to say.
He gonna ask his son out.
I mean, shit, bro, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But in my honest opinion, yeah. Like, I just feel like if you happy and you this is how you choose to be happy, then just be happy in that shit.
Yeah.
You ain't got to paint your nails. You ain't got to walk around with no bras. You ain't got to walk around with no heels, motherfucker. If this is what you want to do, then just do that. But I don't want to see that shit, bro. I'm gonna be ready to fight. Fuck that.
What you mean? So if don't he come home with a man, you be like, you gonna want to fight his boyfriend?
Yeah. I'm gonna come to my family.
Are you so serious?
I'm coming to my shit with that. I'm like Boosie with that shit. Why you say I Boosie talking about his daughter?
Yeah.
Love your ass to death.
Oh my God.
Love your ass to death. Don't ask me to come to no weddings, none of that shit.
That's crazy.
What?
Man, I feel like that would change as he gets older. Because he's on, you know, like, you're
young
now. I don't
give a fuck about none of that shit. Like I said, I'm still loving my child, bro, but I don't have to be around that.
Well, yeah.
I don't have to be around that at all. I don't give a fuck. And then you telling me you and this motherfucker get married, and then it ain't going to be like a whole bunch of other motherfuckers around there. You know how they get when they get drunk and shit. They be wanting to fall out on the floor and shit when they dancing, like... You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker got time for that shit, boy.
Talking about you know how they get.
Ain't gonna be nothing but Beyonce. Ain't gonna be nothing but Beyonce playing around that bitch. Everybody Beyonce falling on the floor. Falling on the floor, get up. Falling on the floor, get up. Motherfucker be tearing the ACL. Motherfucker be tearing the ACL. Oh, falling on the fucking floor like that. Hunger. Get up. Hunger. Cartwheel into that motherfucker. Hunger. God damn, call your ass down that bitch. That motherfucker pulling out new moves out that motherfucker, boy.
What you say? Hunger.
Fuck, boy, I know them need crack up, boy. You can't tell me. Ooh, I play shit. Football, but I know how it look when your feet fall. Then they be doing that shit in Chelsea boots, nigga. You know how heavy them motherfucking boots is? The Peter Pan motherfucker with the heel on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Clack, 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 boom! Fall out like the toys on Toy Story on your ass. Andy's coming. Andy's coming. Hell no, man. I ain't want to be around all that shit, man. Like, shit.
Oh, my God.
You do it, you do it.
How about Andy's coming?
Oh, my God. Yo, that's fucking hilarious. Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, you do it, you do it, but...
Oh my God.
I don't feel the need to be around that shit. Fuck. Then you do bring me around that shit. I'm being that bitch looking like this. Oh, no. Like, you gonna want me to go home, motherfucker.
Tell your dad to go home. Like, yeah, let me walk into the car. Yeah. Yeah. Get you about the party.
Man, y'all tripping. Hell yeah. I'm gonna have a lot to say about that bitch. Fuck that. So I be slamming nuts to the floor. I'm talking about that shit don't hurt. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you still a boy. And this is why I never forget how Damon ran up on Monday night.
I am a boy.
That nigga say, wake your bitch ass up like a charm. I like my fist wet and squirmy. That nigga did do pee on me. Yeah, boy, them niggas, all right. But listen though, you niggas that fucking, like 5'3 to 5'6 and 5'8 and like 120 to 100, like 45, 50 pounds, you going to jail to meet Damon. Like, I'll tell anybody, y'all niggas be riding this bitch ready to crash out, ready to shoot everybody, ready to do all that shit. They got somebody for you. That nigga about to be in the same room with your ass. You gonna walk in that bitch, that nigga 6'6, 290 pounds, pure muscle. And you walking to that bitch 120 pounds. Then your people ain't sending you no money. Canteen. Last meal at 4 o'clock, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So your ass ain't eating all night. You just shrivel up some more. Now you're 119 pounds walking up in this
last
nigga shit.
Really 4 o'clock?
Hell yeah. What the fuck you think this shit is?
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah. And guess what he gonna go in that bitch and do? Get fucked. Get fucked to the floor. They gonna fuck you to the floor, nigga.
Oh my God, to the floor.
To the floor. Mm. Then they gonna know you fresh. You walk up in that motherfucking 19 to 20. I mean 19, 25 with a life sentence. You ain't never had no dick before. He know he got him one.
Oh my God.
He know he got him one. He got some fresh bunky in his motherfucker.
That gotta be so scary.
What can you do? But you was out here a demon though. You out here wanting to goddamn pull that fire, take lives. Nigga, you could've took the easier.
That's why a lot of girls, they say as soon as some cuffs go on, they say they ain't.
That cause them bitches broke.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, because that shit costs. That shit gonna be $25 to $50 a week to talk to your nigga on that phone. It gonna be $50 to $100 a week to feed that nigga. That's already what, $150?
Yeah.
Bitches ain't got $150 a week. Yeah, y'all better know that too.
Bitches ain't got $150
not
a week.
To spend. Not to give to you.
That's another bill. That's
then you been out of this bitch taking all the risks, nigga. You got 50 P's a week coming in this bitch. Police could kick the door and bitch gone. Bitch that took your last little 10K and all, but these bitches grind me, boy. Ain't answering the phone, doggy.
Look at
you
the
done spent,
bill crying.
You done spent. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, bro, this is how this shit go. This shit really go like that. Because he know, and listen, you know I ain't care about that shit. Nigga in that bitch, look, guap just joined. Nigga guap size in that bitch. You ever seen guap in real life?
Mm-mm.
Man, what the fuck be wrong with these niggas? I don't know what they daddies was eating.
He big?
Is he big?
I'm asking, is he big?
That nigga, I don't give a fuck.
What's his name?
Guapo White, is that my dog?
Oh, yeah, that's
him,
yo,
him
yeah,
and Brandon
Marion.
Brandon Marion and my dog. You know what I'm saying? That's the little bro. Me and my boy Brandon locked in. Bro, it don't matter where the fuck these niggas go, they're going to be the tallest in there. I don't give a fuck where we go. Hookah Lounge, church.
And he got weight on him, too. Pool, so he's like, you know what I'm saying?
A pool, basketball game, nigga. Unless we go into an NBA game. And they still gonna be cutting it close. What hell no, nah, boy? Fuck. And the nigga in that bitch 6'8", 6'9", taking ass.
Oh my God.
Taking ass, bro. You can't
That's
do shit.
Scary.
With a
I
saint
was so
too.
Scared, so
nigga
scared.
Pumping your shit with a saint to your neck. Move, bitch ass nigga. You better not say a word. Take it. Hey, you say you swear for that. You ain't even gonna fight out here. You going to jail to get beat up anyway. You're going to jail to get beat up and raped, but you so much of a not fighter out here. You might as well just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
get your hands up.
Come on, man. Hey. So that's a harsh reality check for your ass. And South Carolina want to lock your ass up, boy.
Oh, my God. They South like Carolina,
South Carolina only make money off lottery tickets. Lottery tickets.
In jail.
And tickets. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got no sports teams, bro. We the only people in the United States who probably pay for like home, like house arrest, all that shit.
And I think that why the fuck do you have to pay?
Because we're poor.
Be on house arrest.
Because we're poor.
Bitch, I ain't asked for this. I ain't asked for this shit around my ankle, but I gotta pay for it every motherfucker.
I just
heard
about that the other day.
Or is it every week?
I said, damn, I thought that shit was free.
Every month? No, that shit not free. You got to pay for that. Yeah, y'all be willing to put y'all mama through hell. Then y'all niggas going to jail with big cases and shit. You ain't got $5,000. Public defender. Public defender ain't gonna do nothing but get you a plea, bro. A bad one, too. Ooh, wee. Niggas in that bitch signing their life over for 10, 15 years. You probably could have beat that bitch. You got a lawyer. But that, you know, it just be rules of the street, bro. Hey, listen, man, that street shit ain't for everybody. That shit being wet for me. You can't pay me. I don't know now. It depends. You might be could pay me a little something now to hop back in that bitch. But
you're talking about
it's going to have to be a stupid. A nigga got to make $10,000, $15,000 a week to come out that bitch and hand to hand with you broke ass niggas out this bitch. But a nigga kill you by $200 out this bitch. Oh, my mama. I know a nigga died by 200. It ain't funny. No cap. That's like, crazy. Bro died over a zip. And it was five of them niggas. So what was y'all niggas about to do with one zip of weed?
No, for real. What profit was you going to get off of that?
Yeah, fuck the profit. Them niggas wanted to get high. So they called a body just to get high. So everybody that came and robbed this nigga, everybody going to want a piece. It's 28 grams in that bitch. You can't even split that up five ways. Everybody walking home with what? 4 grams a piece? 4-5 yeah. grams a piece? He was a dummy. And a nigga dead? Well, I know a nigga caught 20 years. Well, that nigga robbed this old man on the bike, bro. That old man ain't had nothing but a pack of cigarettes for $10, nigga. 20 years. Armed robbery. But them people don't give a fuck what you got off of them. You did it. Yeah, shit go down.
Yeah, my brother got...
Say it's the principal.
How much my brother got? My brother got 15 years. He pushed an old lady into... he bipolar. He pushed an old lady into an ATM machine. She hit her head. When she hit her head, she ended up with bleeding on the brain. And they tacked him with strong arm robbery and attempted murder because she went into a coma.
Hey, listen, oh, I'm telling you, cause listen, right, bro said niggas gonna say it's the principal. Nah, bro, you, but listen, bro, them be the same niggas who be acting like shit be about the principal. But these niggas don't take care of their fucking kids. Niggas don't think about their kids till they bleeding out of the judge and hit the gavel with and gave their ass a football number. You don't give a fuck about them kids. Now all of a sudden, your kids, or you laying right that bitch bleeding out. Oh, Lord God, forgive me. I shouldn't have. Boy, your ass shouldn't have been doing that dumb shit. That shit get real. That shit get trill for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers throw their life away for no reason about that cash. Niggas get active. Hey. For no reason. But about that cash, niggas get at them. Man, it depends on the type of money. I'm gonna be real. A lot of y'all niggas be going to jail beefing about money that ain't even like worth beefing about. You just gonna call that shit by the principal for real. That shit ain't on the TV. But you just gonna call that shit by the principal for real. Like, talking about that.
Back up.
that shit cool. Brother say about that cash, niggas get at them. How much money?
So niggas be getting active for...
Because a nigga ain't even going to owe you that much money. So you mean to tell me you willing to throw your life away about $1,000? You know how many $1,000 I'm going to get in that life sentence you about to have? And the only thing niggas is going to say, only thing niggas is going to do is get on Facebook every couple years because they're going to forget about your ass. Please don't act like you ain't.
Say free such and such.
Come on. That's it. Now the dime spent, niggas ain't putting no money on the phone. Only time nigga answer the phones if you get a free phone call. And that shit is very seldom once you get behind that wall. So... I mean, bro, pick and choose your battles wisely, nigga. That shit, I don't know what to tell y'all. This nigga be out this bitch trying to get rich for bitches. Well, fuck them hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, but bro, them used to be the niggas who win in the streets, though. The nigga who, like, out that bitch really hustling because he got to. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got miles to feed. That nigga really, like, the dependable person in the family. You know what I'm saying? Like, them be the people who shit don't really happen to.
I want to know if Guapo is still in here. Guapo, can you comment to tell me if you're still in here real quick? Because I got a question for him.
You about to ask him?
I just want to ask him
a question.
Man,
we talking about some real shit, and you about to ask him what?
Lord, I'm about to ask him a question.
What?
Why do it? Relax.
What the fuck
calm
you mean?
Down.
Why do it matter?
Swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed up?
She just blew the vibe, bro. See what women do? You see what women do? Now she about to ask him something dumb. I hope
no,
he in
not.
Here.
He's probably not even in here. On to the next subject. Let's not make it about jail. Jail is so depressing.
Because I don't know nothing about that.
I don't know nothing about jail. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? But now that it's the holidays, like, how is your holidays looking? Family-wise?
It's 5 minutes, though. You talking about the damn holiday. You
it's
interrupt
holidays.
My real
Thanksgiving
shit.
Thanksgiving is next week.
You interrupt my real shit because you
I
fucking bored.
You stop talking.
Hey, PJ said that Guapo ain't taking no questions.
Oh, you his agent or something? Like, you his manager or something? He said he ain't taking no questions. Okay, PJ. Thank you. Who's Sean Martin? What did he say? Depends on the situation.
All right, depends on the situation. Like if some life or death shit, motherfuckers move crazy. But you got to know money ain't everything, or you got to be used to having it.
Yeah. But a lot of people ain't used to that.
Man, fuck that. You better,
even around this time, this is the time where people steal the most.
You better, you
literally.
You better have
because they
you
don't
something.
Be having it. Like if you got nice shit, please make sure it's locked up. Please make sure you got cameras.
And that shit don't fucking matter. People... I was the nigga coming in your shit with the camera.
Man, I got some wild shit to tell you.
I don't give a fuck. Bop that bitch. Well, my
mom. You on camera? You don't care.
Well, listen, this is exactly how we used to hit that bitch. We go to your door. If you ain't got the ADT sign in your shit, you suspect. I'm going to your door. I'm going to knock on your door for a long time, too. I'm going to beat on that bitch. You going to come to the door. And I'm just like, hey, shit, I got the wrong door. If ain't nobody coming to that bitch, I'm aiming my foot for that goddamn, that deadbolt. And I'm getting through there. Take me through there.
So you wasn't scared of that?
Who?
You, nigga. You wasn't scared to do that? Like, what if you was to happen to get in the house, they acting like they ain't there, and they would, like, what if they would have, you know? Yeah, that. Like you.
Shit, I'm walking to that bitch with something too. I ain't going that bitch in the hand.
I mean, I know that, but
we're just
still,
gonna be in that
like...
bitch. Fall. I know I'm wrong, but we gonna fall.
I know I'm wrong.
Fuck, like, got me fucked up, nigga. I ain't just going.
That's scary.
I ain't just gonna lay down.
I mean, but I know you had to muster up the courage to do that, though.
Nah, that's the first couple times you be lit. You be with it. That just like you giving us some pussy.
What?
No, that's not. What? That don't even go together. What are you talking about?
Y'all first time giving us some pussy?
The first time giving us some pussy, what about it?
Feel like you was committing a crime, man. No. You was thinking about your mama and shit.
Not committing a crime.
Think about mama and granny. Everything mama and granny. Everything mama and granny said to you, that shit flashed through your mind.
No.
Whole life flashed through your
mind. I mean, how you felt the first time you had got some pussy?
Amazing. Like
what
that
was
nigga.
Going through your head, though? Like,
I ain't even mean.
Oh, I'm ready to get some pussy.
I mean, not really. I didn't even think I meant to get no pussy.
How old
I just
were you when you first got some pussy?
Going to the eighth grade.
How old is that? What?
Like 14.
13, 14? Okay.
14 maybe, 13.
Okay, that's kind of like average, right? 13. That's like average age.
I ain't even mean to get no pussy.
What the fuck do you mean you ain't mean to get some pussy? How do you not mean to get some pussy? The pussy just fell in your lap and you fucked it? Like,
yeah,
no, that's not how
like
it happens.
That. It was something an older, like you know what I'm saying? Them older girls be.
How old was the older girl?
None of your business.
Oh my God, she was that much older?
She was older though. She was like a junior.
Somewhere. Oh, she was a junior, okay.
That's scary.
So how did that happen? What, y'all met after school? You went to her house? I know she couldn't have went to your house. You was a fucking
teen.
Ain't
none of your business by all that. You don't put two and two together too much.
This don't even matter. Like, I'm just asking you what was your first time like?
Shit. Yeah.
You just say amazing.
Yeah.
So we can't know where it happened, none of that.
Hey, listen,
this
bro. Well, that shit. That motherfucker, first time you slide up in that motherfucker, you feel how hot that motherfucker is.
Don't say hot. Stay warm.
Wee. Boy, this what going on. This what we be doing. Boy,
the first time is not comfortable for us, though.
Get the.
Do that again.
get stuck in that motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? I can't move.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Well, you know how that motherfucker, y'all don't know how that motherfucker, that's why I say.
We don't. That's what I'm saying. The first time for us is not enjoyable.
The motherfuckers who buy them strap-ons, they'll never know what good pussy is. You know what I'm saying? But listen, the first
they
time.
Act like they know what
every
good pussy
man
is.
Know the first time you slid up in that pussy and you felt how warm that motherfucker was and that girl say, you see it. Your whole life changed. Whole life changed. And then I had some freak ass homeboy. My homeboy, nigga, we used to goddamn summertime, everybody go to my one homeboy spot, and they got so much porn. I really think it was his daddy porn. Some niggas got the goddamn, so it got it on the big screen, everybody passing around magazines. We knew what pussy was. And I knew what to do with that motherfucker when I got hold to that motherfucker. You hear me? I had visual practice. Yeah. That was it right there, no.
At least she was older.
I hit the butt the first time. Hey.
What?
That's, you know.
You hit the butt the first time not knowing what the fuck I was, okay.
Hey, it be like that. But when you got in that motherfucker, though. Hey.
And I feel like all niggas look just like that when they first get some pussy. Just.
Who we?
Super overly, you know, joy and, you know, yeah.
Because y'all always doing some shit you ain't got no business. That's why you ain't enjoy it.
I mean, it hurts for us the first time.
The first time.
The first time, yeah, it hurts.
The first couple times.
You fucking deceivers. It don't hurt us.
Of course it don't hurt y'all.
We just want that boom, boom. Nice little clappy noisy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
everybody don't get that.
Little macaroni.
Definitely
and cheese.
Need to be hearing that.
Got to hear that mac and cheese call. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Say, man. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to another episode of Peas in the Pod podcast. Next time, we'll try to get Gabriella a little bit more
involved.
Because she ain't do shit today but sit over there.
Oh, my God.
Get on
her. I told you. You had a long day.
What your cold got to do with you running your damn mouth? You run your mouth all day.
They done pissed
her
off.
No, I didn't.
Gabby, please.
Anyway. We were talking about like jealous stuff. I don't know, like
she don't deal with that shit.
Girl, that shit was 15 minutes.
That's a long 15 minutes.
Okay, but we had 45 more.
What else you talking about? Come on, let's stop.
Ooh.
She talking about, see how women do? Come on, we talk about jail and stuff.
You talk about
man,
stuff
brothers,
I'm going to
always encourage y'all and encourage y'all not to do some bullshit. It ain't always just going to be about trying to fuck no bitch or get some pussy. From a bad bitch. Just fuck them bitches. I don't give a fuck about them girls. Them girls gonna fuck around and get that shit to a po-ass nigga anyway. You know what I'm saying? What? Don't act like you ain't had no po nigga in that pussy. Don't act like you ain't had no po nigga in that pussy.
They said tell her to wear a Red Fox hoodie next time.
Ooh.
Gabby, I guess.
Tell her what?
I don't claim Hartsville.
Hey, listen, I'll just tell you what they said.
Because they swear.
That shit say UCLA.
I was like, what? It say UCLA.
She go wear one for you, twin. You got
no,
to buy
one. I don't even own one.
Damn, why?
I don't.
Hey, theme music going. You know, we almost out of here. You know what text message y'all got?
Wait, y'all ain't gonna. I don't know, man. I ain't been asking to stand up, man. Cause you know, motherfuckers' boyfriends and shit be acting up around here. I don't know if Gabby can stand up. Gabby said she got a cold, y'all. y'all done retired. Usually, Yaya used to get up and do it by herself, but you know.
Nah, she never tired.
Old buddy done put an end to that shit.
That's it. It's a wrap.
And if you see this nigga, let that girl stand up. Her fool ass ain't going nowhere. I need it for my show. He ain't about to come in here fucking up my content now, nigga. All right. It's cool. It's all love. Hey, man. Until next week. Peace.
I get high when I'm lonely. Get depressed when life don't go just how I want it. And you know all my secrets. And I ain't tripping, I know you gon' keep them. They say I'm deep, you know this shit get deeper. You reap what you sow, you know I'm dealing with reaping. Durant on Devon Street inside my region. They gon' drop that bag like they were finished eating. Cause I drop that bag and I got power with that timing like I'm Kenny Egan. And I'll be there for you as long as you need me. Straight up.
It's like we watched each other grow. We went from teenagers to adults together. You'll never forget that. And I think part of the reason why we hold on to something so tight is we feel something so great won't happen twice.
You know I fuck you like no other nigga. Oh, yeah. You know I know you couldn't do better, but can't see you with no other nigga. And you know I probably couldn't be the perfect husband to you. But you know my kids look up to me more than a father figure. You know in the hood.